the week that was on the K92 morning thing. I feel like there was extra days in this week. It's not that it took a long time, but I don't know. It just felt like there was a lot going on.
I agree with you.
And yes.
I don't know why. Why do you think, Monica? Do you have any theories at all? Or Antoine?
I don't know. I think we're approaching daylight savings, so I think that's what it is.
That thing.
Yeah, sorry.
That's
yeah.
next weekend.
I was like, can we get rid of that?
Yeah. You know, then that's actually what I think is what it is because it's getting dark earlier, I feel like we're sneaking extra days in.
Yeah, we're sneaking in more nights, more mornings.
Yep, you're doing stuff in the night, what is going on. So what we do is we look back and we count down the top moments of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. It seems like forever ago when we learned about Monica's bizarre thoughts. Monica always has just these very random thoughts.
She does.
What goes on inside your head, Monica, is it's very creative.
I feel like we all have those thoughts, though.
We all just think about...
Don't you? Don't y'all have those thoughts?
None of us here have had this thought. Anyone want to weigh in with this one?
I'm going to go grenade because I was thinking about that this morning.
You were thinking about what?
Grenades.
You were thinking about grenades this morning?
I really was this morning.
Like,
yeah.
It's the weather.
As I was driving, I was like, what if I drove over a grenade? Like, should I drive in the front? Would the front part of the car blow or with the back? I don't know. It was stupid. You know, he has stupid thoughts, like, as you're driving early in the morning.
I think I have dark thoughts on a Monday. Wow.
They're not comparable.
So, anybody out there thinking of grenades this morning?
Nope.
Anyone?
I haven't thought
about
them
since. They will text
in. Yep. Text in to 52353. If you were not, and you can't be thinking about them now. Now that Monica said grenade, it had to have been before that. Were you thinking all about grenades? Because Monica, you say it's normal. Everybody's doing it, right?
It's normal.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not. It is not. I will say, even though this sounds a little bit cuckoo, I do think this is somewhat normal as we continue on the top moments of the week with you, Monica, because I felt the same feeling this week as well. And what we dubbed is instant COVID, where you feel like you've gotten instant COVID.
Both of you.
I'm going to go grenade because I was thinking about that.
Now we're back to the grenade again.
We're back to it.
Get out of here. Instant COVID.
I had a bad meal. The chicken was so bland. I thought I had COVID. And I stopped Jared. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've lost my sense of taste. Like, I don't taste anything. I have instant COVID.
Instant COVID.
Yeah, instant COVID.
COVID.
You know what, Monica? I thought I had instant COVID yesterday because I wasn't hungry for lunch. I don't know why. I just wasn't in the mood for lunch. I never ate lunch. And I told myself, I have coronavirus. I've lost my appetite. And I did. Yep. I went and grabbed like a Cheez-It to be like, okay, I can still taste the Cheez-It. It's okay. Yeah. And this is one.
It's ridiculous, but it still makes sense, though.
It does.
Because a lot of people are experiencing that.
Yeah, I don't think we're alone at all. This one, I believe. You can text in now to 52353, and you confess to the fact that at some point you thought you had COVID, so you went and ate or drank something to make sure you could taste.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Antoine, have you done it?
Yeah, I cut the grass earlier this week and woke up the next morning all congested and everything. I was like, I got it. I got the vid.
Yep.
I got it.
And then you go and you're like,
it's
all right.
It's not funny.
Never mind. I can taste the coffee.
But it is funny. You know, look, in 2020, we're allowed to laugh at whatever the hell we want. So too bad. We're going to go ahead and do that. Number one moment, though, and it has to be the top moment of the week because there's been so much buildup to it. I mean, this has been going on inside his mind for a year. Antoine, and his heart, really.
It really is. It's more in my heart.
Antoine has been holding a grudge against Monica.
And she's laughing.
Oh,
she's laughing
care.
Right now.
No.
While you're setting it up, she's laughing right now.
No, I was laughing about the COVID, you know.
The COVID.
The COVID.
It was gas. It was, you know, they said with the baby. Oh, no, the baby just has gas. That's all it is. Yeah. Monica and a listener friend also, the grudge of the year right here.
Monica invited me to be a part of her Bubbly Banter podcast.
Okay.
And it's her and her co-host, Alex. So I walk into the studio where we're going to record, and Monica says, hey, a friend of mine is coming by to be a part of it as well. Fair enough. I'm in there. I'm getting ready. I'm nervous. Uh-huh. And in comes the friend with this box of beautifully, professionally done cookies. They're like nice cookies with frosting on the top. And I look at the box, and I see two cookies. I said, all right, there's three of us here. There are two cookies. I'm like, all right, this math is not adding up. Because Monica asked me to be here today. Right. So she knew. And not only are there just two cookies there. And I'm already like looking like, why? I'm not going to get a cookie. The cookies were also invitations to a wedding. So I had to sit there and watch a listener invite Monica and Alex to a wedding with these great cookies. Oh. I want a damn cookie. Listener, I know you're listening right now. I don't want to say your name. Monica, you can say her name if you want to.
You know who you are.
What up, Ashanti? Hey, girl.
Yep. The cookie of pain.
And Monica's still laughing
but
about
it. You got some cookies coming, though.
Allegedly. I don't know. She says she's going to make it right. She didn't say what she was going to do.
And you know what? How dare you encourage Monica, you who texted it? How dare you? I can't believe this. I can't believe I have to read this.
What?
Text 52353. I was passing the VA Medical Center this morning, and I thought to myself, I wonder how many people in there got blown up with grenades.
Wow.
That's a thought.
Wow.
Right. So there was somebody else thinking about grenades this morning.
Monica, stop texting in the 52353.
That's a listener friend right there.
I know. How just dare y'all encourage her?
I'm thinking about stuff.
Actually, please continue to encourage her because without it, it's just way more boring. I just, what are we going to do? Hey, how's it going? Fine, fine. Hey, everything's very regular around here. Hmm.